In our first big night of high school basketball on Tuesday, let's relive some of the highlights from our family of stations on KNIA Kerrville-S and KNIAKerrville-S.com. And it was, for the most part, girls' night out. Our first stop is Pella, as a Dutch hosted Mount Pleasant, and it was not a pleasant experience for the Panthers, who traveled a near 2.5 hours, heard live with Trevor Castle on KNIAKerrille-S.com. Kerrville-S 2.
Altman hounding, and Altman knocks it away, and Pella comes up with a takeaway. It's Abby Warner that gets her hands on it. Ahead to Kennedy Van Vark. Bounce inside to Aaliyah Riddick. Up and under, off glass, and in. And one opportunity for Aaliyah Riddick as the Dutch are out to a 9-0 start. They're looking for another steal, and Warner gets her hand on it. It comes out to Tristan Gordon. Bounce pass inside to Riddick. Kick into the corner. Kennedy Van Vark. Boom! Kennedy Van Vark for three, and it's 14-0 Dutch.
That was a beautiful pass by Aaliyah Riddick. She got it in the post and just kind of a sideways underarm pass to the corner across the lane, and really nice job of recognizing where the open person was.
19-2 Dutch, just over 3 minutes to go, first quarter. And Kennedy Van Vark, another three in the right corner. She's got a dozen. Four three-pointers for Kennedy Van Vark in the first 5 minutes of the game.
When she gets her feet set, she can really shoot it when she's on a hot streak.
White fell down, so Tauke just takes it away from her. Races the other way, leaves it for Altman. What a pass! And the left-hand layup is good for Jenna Altman. It's 27-4 Pella with 1:22 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, nice recognition of seeing a friend and just giving her the open shot.
Pella with a 33-point lead. And a knockaway by Gordon, another Mount Pleasant turnover. And she's got her eyes ahead, up ahead, Maggie Thompson layup, good! What a takeaway by Gordon. Eyes looking ahead, Brian, and Maggie Thompson's bucket pays it off. It's 43-8 Dutch. Offensive rebound by Gordon, can't finish. She grabs another offensive rebound, kicks it out to Kennedy. Gordon in front of the Pella bench, boom! Tristan Gordon buries Pella's 10th three-pointer of the night. It's 56-12 Dutch. Three-pointer on the way by Van Vark, boom! Riley Van Vark!
She joins the party.
And that gives it a 67-14 Pella lead.
Final score, Pella 72, Mount Pleasant only 19. Bragging rights for a 10-mile stretch of Highway 14 were on the line in Knoxville as the Panthers hosted PCM live on 95.3 KNIA.
Hannah cross court to Anna Butel. Catch and shoot three is no good. Rebound to Hannah, puts it back up and scores. Nice job of Hannah. I think both of her field goals have been off the rebound. She'll fire it over to Lindsay for a three. It's good. That's a thing. PCM's hitting threes, and Lindsay, who had an off night the other night, is now the leading scorer with 12, and it's back up to a double-digit lead. Kaichus goes to the right side. Now she'll cut inside. Goes to Hannah Duncan, puts it in. Give Abby the assist. Give Hannah her 14th point. I don't know if Abby really meant to throw it that way, but it ended up being successful. Milani goes to Tori Lindsay, dumps it inside, turnaround shot by DeVries is good.
Final score, PCM 48, Knoxville 38. Pella Christian hosted Montezuma for the Eagles' home opener, live on KNIAKerrville-S.com, Kerrville-S 3 with Andrew Schneider.
Thought about a shot, said doesn't. Pass is tipped, knocked away, it's Kakmarinski in transition. One-on-one, the layup is in, coast-to-coast, the steal and score for Faith Kakmarinski. Back out to DeVries. DeVries, that's a smooth-looking three. Runs in the family, and she'll knock it down for the first Eagles tray of the evening, and a good answer for PC.
Yeah, great shot just to...
That's Faith Kakmarinski up ahead to Rachel. Count it and one! The Kakmarinski connection gets Pella Christian a three-point play and some much-needed momentum. Bravette's ball loose on the floor. Kakmarinski gets another steal up ahead. This is Rachel Kakmarinski, lays it off the glass and in. Another cack-to-cack steal and score. The Eagles get the turnover. Steal number six of the night for Faith Kakmarinski. Down low, Ficker is open for two. Good reaction there as Heinen was going out of bounds when she saves it and finds the open Karis Ficker. 13-point game. Here's a steal. Van Arendonk, can she get it to go? Yes. And that'll force a Pella Motors timeout. And a Randall Roofing raise the roof moment of the game. A steal and score for Addie Van Arendonk. And the Eagles back within 11.
Final score, Montezuma 58, Pella Christian 48. Indianola hosted Urbandale for the season opener. Heard live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner.
White drives inside. Left-handed layup is up and in. Brooke White, her first Indianola points. Grover turns around at the free throw line, goes to the hoop, picks up her dribble, almost. Back out, three-pointer, Geyer knocks it down! Alexa Geyer from long range, and the Indians are up front 12-6. Right now, they try to go down low. Salmon goes down low, and her pass is going to be intercepted by White. Olsen out on the break. One-on-one down the floor, splits the defense, layup is up and in, and Lauren Olsen, six first-half points, matches Indianola's biggest lead of three. Belt drives inside, cross-court pass, White, three-pointer, knocks it down! Brooke White, her second triple of the second quarter, and it's 30-25. Geyer drives inside, kicks it out, White, three-pointer, knocks another it one. Down! Indianola finding the distance, that's Breanne White on that one.
Final score, Urbandale 63, Indianola 55. We also had college basketball as Simpson and Central renewed acquaintances live on 92.1 KRLS with Tyler Crabb. First, the women's game.
CC Moore to Samantha Scott off the press break, and it's the first three of the night for the Dutch. 1-for-6 now. Samantha Scott knocks down the three, makes it 18-14. Three-pointer at the buzzer goes for Haley Rasmussen. As Simpson quickly the other way, Haley Rasmussen responds with a three-pointer, makes it 21-14 Simpson after a quarter. Out to Van Gore from the left elbow, no good. Rebound, Abby Johnson. She'll take it strong to the basket. And one, Abby Johnson, 24-23 Central on top with 6:19 to go in quarter number two. And Haley Rasmussen now going to fire a three for Simpson. And just like that, it's a five-point swing for the Storm out of halftime. And Rasmussen's pass to the corner. Temple able to save it before the shot, before going out of bounds. And a big three by Ellie Street at the shot clock buzzer. Simpson will dribble it out and make it 44 straight for the Storm women over Central. 63-56. What a fight this one was.
Final score, Simpson 63, Central 56. Then the men were next, and it would be a typical Central versus Simpson showdown.
Grant Johnson surveying, kicks to Drew Edwards. Now to Brad Curran. Brad Curran knocks down a three. The freshman from Harlan, Iowa, with a big-time shot. Put Central back up six, 56-50 over Simpson. 10-10 to go in the second half. Caden Remeyer going to pull up from the parking lot for the third time. Knocks it down, 56-55. Central leads by one over Simpson. Cole Tupa to Grant Johnson to Drew Edwards. Edwards going to fire a three. Drew Edwards with a big shot for the Dutch. 65-62. Central on top of Simpson. 5.5 to go in the second half. 26.5 seconds to play. Simpson will take it out of bounds here. Looking for Darling. Instead, they go to Swanson. Back to Curran. Curran hands to Remeyer. Remeyer, difficult shot, and he knocked it down. What a shot by Caden Remeyer. Across the timeline, quick three from Curran. It's short. Rebound is knocked down, and it's Caleb Brand the other way. And that will do it. The Central College men's Dutch hang on for a thrilling 80-76 hard-fought battle win over the Simpson College Storm.
Final score, Central 80, Simpson 76. High school and college basketball highlights from our family of stations on KNIA KRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.